By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. But if you was of Madari channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, my dear viewers of Madari channel, every single day we begin by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran. Let's listen to the glorious Quran. Remember, the Wasu Quran is being recited. We must give our full attention to the Quran and also make good intentions, because the more good intentions they make, the more reward a person can gain. So, على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
واستغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي رحيم ودود.
اور اپنے رب سے معافی چاہو پھر اس کی طرف رجوع لاؤ، بے شک میرا رب مہربان محبت والا ہے.
قالوا يا شعيب ما نفقه كثيرا من تقول وإنا لنراك فينا ضعيفا ولولا رهطك لرجمناك وما أنت علينا بعزيز.
بولے اے شعیب، ہماری سمجھ میں نہیں آتی تمہاری بہت سی باتیں، اور بے شک ہم تمہیں اپنے میں کمزور دیکھتے ہیں، اور اگر تمہارا کنبہ نہ ہوتا تو ہم نے تمہیں پتھراؤ کر دیا ہوتا، اور کچھ ہماری نگاہ میں تمہیں عزت نہیں.
قال يا قوم ارهطي اعز عليكم من الله واتخذتموه وراءكم ظهريا ان ربي بما تعملون محيط.
کہا اے میری قوم، کیا تم پر میرے کنبے کا دباؤ اللہ سے زیادہ ہے اور اسے تم نے اپنی پیٹ کے پیچھے ڈال رکھا؟ بے شک جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو سب میرے رب کے بس میں ہے.
وَيَا قَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِيهِ عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ وَارْتَقِبُوا معكم رقیب.
اور اے قوم، تم اپنی جگہ اپنا کام کیے جاؤ، میں اپنا کام کرتا ہوں. اب جانا، یعنی جاننا چاہتے ہو کس پر آتا ہے وہ عذاب کہ اسے رسوا کرے گا، اور کون جھوٹا ہے؟ اور انتظار کرو، میں بھی تمہارے ساتھ انتظار میں ہوں.
ولما جاء امرنا نجينا شعيبا والذين امنوا معه برحمه منا واخذت الذين ظلموا الصيحه فاصبحوا في ديارهم جاثمين.
اور جب ہمارا حکم آیا، ہم نے شعیب اور اس کے ساتھ کے مسلمانوں کو اپنی رحمت فرما کر بچا لیا، اور ظالموں کو چنگھاڑ نے آ لیا تو صبح اپنے گھروں میں گھٹنوں کے بل پڑے رہ گئے.
كأن لم يغنوا فيها ألا بعدا لمدين كما بعدت ثمود.
گویا کبھی وہاں بسے ہی نہ تھے، ارے دور ہوں مدین جیسے دور ہوئے سمود.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا وَسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَاتَّبَعُوا أَمْرَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَا أَمْرُ فِرْعَوْنَ بِرَشِيدٍ.
اور بے شک ہم نے موسیٰ کو اپنی آیتوں اور سری غلبے کے ساتھ فرعون اور اس کے درباریوں کی طرف بھیجا تو وہ فرعون کے کہنے پر چلے اور فرعون کا کام راستی کا نہ تھا.
یقدم قومہ یوم القیامۃ فأوردہم النار وبئس الورد المورود.
اپنی قوم کے آگے ہوگا قیامت کے دن تو انہیں دوزخ میں لا اتارے گا اور وہ کیا ہی برا گھاٹ اترنے کا.
وَأُتْبِعُوا فِي هَذِهِ لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِئْسَ الرِّفْدُ الْمَرْفُودِ.
اور ان کے پیچھے پڑی اس جہان میں لعنت اور قیامت کے دن کیا ہی برا انعام جو انہیں ملا.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Ladies and gentlemen, mashallah azza wa jal, you are watching Rise and Shine presented to you on Madani channel each and every single mornings. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the tilawat of the glorious Quran as we have just listened to the Naat Sharif of the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a daily topic. So today we shall be speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is today's topic? Today, inshallah, we shall be speaking a little, always a little, always just a small amount. This is Rise and Shine, my dear viewers. We have just a small one, something for us to take away with us for the rest of the day, inshallah. Let's move on to the Naat-Sharif. Before we do move to our topic, let's move to the Naat-Sharif of the greatest of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those of you that are that would possibly be aware of the words, try to read along, inshallah, because the Naat-Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the views of Madinah Shalom, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself approved of it. And the great companions would recite poetry in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expressing the beauty, really showing the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would express their feelings in their own words, and absolutely phenomenal. Really, absolutely phenomenal. Inshallah, today we shall be hearing some of that too, inshallah. Let's first listen to the Naat-Sharif, and then there's so much to be said today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Haqiqat se tumhari juz خدا اور کون واقف ہے, کہے تو کیا کہے کوئی, چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو چنا تم ہو, اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کون سا, کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی قارن میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی, اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی قارن سا کوئی نہیں, قارن میں تم سا کوئی نہیں, اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا, اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا, محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, اے نور مجسم تیرے سوا, محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں, اے تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اچھوں سے اچھا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے اچھا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اونچوں سے اونچا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اونچے سے اونچا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں
سب سے اول سب سے آخر ابتدا ہو انتہا ہو اے وسیلے سب نبی تم اصل مقصود خدا ہو سب تمہارے در کے راستے ایک تمہارا خدا ہو
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
آصاف تو سب نے پائے گئے
آصاف تو سب نے پائے گئے
پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں
پر حسن سراپا کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں اسی آقا مدعوی کون کرے
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
شافع محشر تیرے سوا
اے شافع محشر تیرے سوا
بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے شافع محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا
تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو
یہ شان تمہاری ہے
خلیلو نجیبی بڑی شان والے کلیم و مسیبی
کیلا
مکہ عرش سے بھی جو آگے جس जिस जा कोई पहुंचा नहीं, पहुंचा वहां तलवा तेरा।
ये शान तुम्हारी, ये शान तुम्हारी, ये शान तुम्हारी,
ये शान तुम्हारी है आका। तुम अरशे परी पर पहुंचे हो, शान नबी है सब, लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं, कोई नहीं।
शान नबी है सब, लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं,
कोई नहीं,
कोई नहीं। ऐ खत्म रसूल मक्की मदनी, कौन ऐन में तुम सा कोई नहीं, कोई नहीं,
कोई नहीं।
सल्लू अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि व अला आलिहि वसल्लम। माय डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, द ब्यूटी of the greatest of all mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, one thing I just remember that I didn't state before the Natsjib, as I normally do, the titles, the greatest of all mankind, the peace of our hearts and our minds, the most generous and kind, the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful, the most handsome person of the entire history, of entire history, my dear viewer, without any exceptions, without any doubt, Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, beauty, my dear viewers of Mandarin Channel. Some people will call beautiful, some will say handsome. Now, yes, we find that many people are beautiful, many people are very beautiful in comparison to other people who are less beautiful. But there's two things here, my dear viewers. One is apparent beauty. One is apparent beauty. Beauty to different people is subjective. Some would think this person is really beautiful, very, very handsome. Some others may object, and no, I don't think that person is so beautiful. I think this person is very, very beautiful or very handsome. It is subjective. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, some people would have an apparent defect. It could be, that, you know, there could be many things, whatever the defect may be. And to some, it would be a defect. To others, it would be an advantage, you can say. Others would look at it positively. They would think, no, I think that makes the person even more beautiful. Different people consider things to be differently generally. You know, some would consider a person to be, or even, you know, a non-person, it may be an animal, whatever it may be. Some would think this is very, very beautiful. The horses. Some would like, wow, this horse is beautiful. Look at it. It's gorgeous. You see, you know, it's beautiful. Others say, no, yeah, you know, I don't like that horse. I like this horse. Things are subjective. But then my reviews of Mandarin Channel, as I said, these are subjective. Different people consider it to be differently. You know, some will consider it to be something, a defect. Some would consider that to be attractive. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala builds love for somebody, for something, whatever it may be, when he loves that thing, then you think, oh, that makes them even more beautiful. That makes that person or that thing even more beautiful. Maybe somebody may have a mark on their head. And some would be like, oh, you know, this person, he has a mark on his head. Let's just say, for example, the mark of sujood. Some would think, oh, what's that mark on their head? Other would be like, subhanAllah, look how beautiful that mark on the head is. So things are subjective. When it comes to beauty, my dear viewers, Allahu Akbar. But then, and this is outward, this outward beauty, there's inward beauty too. Outward is that which we can see, and then there's inward beauty too. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam was beautiful. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, how often does somebody praise the beauty of somebody else? Let's just say that this person is very, very beautiful. Often would I mention how beautiful they are? Or even read poetry about that person's beauty? You know, how often would this happen? Close to zero. Close to not happening. But maybe sometimes it prays, this person's a handsome. You may just say in words normally, this person's a handsome person. This person looks very, very beautiful. And a person would say, but would they go writing poetry about it? Would they, with happiness, go be telling everybody about it? But if you use a Mother Nature, it's only when that attribute reaches such a level that a person can't help themselves but to express this in words, in poetry. Only then, my dear viewers of Manchang, do we find that people, it has to reach another level for people to be speaking about it. And speaking about it so much. And spreading this information. And telling others about it. With happiness, with excitement. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was such an individual who, no matter the situation, his beauty would always be mentioned. What do I mean by this? Meaning, my dear viewers, now, there are not many people who have described, there are not many, meaning from the companions, there are not many companions who have described the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in very much detail. In very much detail, meaning actually describe. So many companions will say, he is so beautiful, he's like this. His beauty is like this. It can't be matched by anything. We would find so many places. But rarely do we find an actual description. An actual, every little detail, every description of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, you can say, very rare. What do I mean by this? That many people would praise his beauty, but only some people have mentioned, entirely describing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amongst these, for example, Hazrat Hala, radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ali al-Murtada, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the story which we hear of Hazrat Ummi Ma'bad, radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is a beautiful story, my dear viewers of Mother Nature Channel. Now, as I said, so many people praise the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's the very famous ash'ar, isn't there? وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي Who writes this? This has been written, my dear viewers of Mother Nature Channel, by Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Hassan, a famous poet, a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wrote this, but generally, who writes this? وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قُطُّ عَيْنِي That Ya Rasulullah, more handsome, more beautiful than you, لَمْ تَرَى, no eye, or my eye has never seen. لَمْ تَرَى قُطُّ عَيْنِي I have never seen anybody more handsome than yourself, Ya Rasulullah. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ And more beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to. This is the confidence they had. This is not just praise. This is not just praise, my dear viewers of the channel. Remember, there's more within this. Yes, they are praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they are also making claims. This is a claim. No woman has given birth to anybody as beautiful as you, Ya Rasulullah. This is a claim. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that person who is the last and final prophet. He is that person who, when something wrong takes place, he stops that wrong. When something wrong is said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stops that. And he will, speak to that person if they were to say anything wrong. Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made a great claim. This is not a small claim. This is a huge claim. That, one thing, I've never seen anybody as beautiful as you. Fine. But no woman has ever given birth to anybody as beautiful as you. This is a huge claim. Allahu Akbar. This is a huge claim. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stop him? Did any of the companions say, oh, you know, this is a, quite a big claim. This could be a lie. No. Why? Because this was unanimously, everybody understood that it was impossible for there to be anybody as beautiful as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being born. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such. لَمْ تَرَى قُطُّ عَيْنِي. No, sorry, not just لَمْ تَرَى, لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَى. No woman has ever given birth to another. Other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody who was famous for his beauty, famous for his beauty. Whoever mentions Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, they all remember his beauty and the famous story of the women cutting their own fingers. The beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what does Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, what does he say? وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءَ. And no woman has ever given birth to anybody as beautiful as you, Ya Rasulullah. And then he continues. Now this is not describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when I said any less people describing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is not included within that. Because this is not a description per se. Technically it is. But anyway, it's not mentioning how the Prophet ﷺ looked, the color of the Prophet ﷺ. This would be a description. This is not a description. This is just describing just, you know, how beautiful he is in comparison to anything else. So he continues and he says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِ. That Ya Rasulullah, you have been created completely free from every defect. Now my dear viewers, this is also very, very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created in the most perfect of manners. Now somebody who's tall, you know, some people, a person will call them, you know, this person lanky. Some people would consider it in a way as a defect. Many, you know, it's a good thing, you know, being tall. Somebody would say, no, you know, that's lanky. Somebody's fat, say the person's fat. Somebody says skinny. Some short, say shorty. So these terms are used, aren't they? So whatever you may be, somebody's old, this person's old. There's always what? In some things where we have positives, there are also negatives, aren't there? Let's look at different flowers. Whatever flower we look at, we will come up with most likely the most beautiful flower is the rose, isn't it? But even the rose has a defect. What is that defect that the rose has? What to it? It has spikes. Spikes is, I can't remember the correct word, but let's just say it has spikes, my dear viewers. Roses have spikes. An old person, let's look at people. An old person is a person of wisdom. But tell me, does he possess the beauty of a young person? And sometimes an old person can have beauty too. They're beautiful. Okay, but do they have the strength of the young person? No. So this is a negative, this is a defect. A young person, my dear viewers, he doesn't have the wisdom of the elderly. He's not as innocent as the, you know, a child. So wherever we have positives, we also have negatives. But Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he say? He says, خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. That you were created free from any defect whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither too tall, neither was he short. He was the best, perfect in every manner. He was free from any sort of defect. Some people, you'll say that this person's fat, this person's skinny. No, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was neither. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was perfect. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hair, you know, is it really curly or is it fully straight? It's mediocre, it's wavy. Allahu Akbar. In every way and manner, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his features were perfect. Khuliqta mubarra'an. And he says that khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli 'aybin ka'annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha. He says that, Ya Rasulullah. And really, this is beautiful. My dear viewers of the show, honestly, this is just so beautiful. It says that, now imagine that nowadays we have applications and things, don't we? And people, what do? They're able to even make characters. They make characters and they think, oh, okay, I'm going to... And this is why, you know, so many things we have around us. So many people are fake as well nowadays. You know, there's so much makeup and it's not really a person's true face in a way, is it? There are many things. And this happens with men and women. You know, everything could in a way be changed, edited. Nowadays, plastic surgery and things like this too. So they try to make themselves into what's perfect. Into what's perfect. But sometimes it's very difficult for them to physically do this. Why? Because the diet then plays a huge part in it. And people don't wish to adhere to, you know, some sort of strict diet. But okay, on applications, etc., whatever it may be, they will create a character. And what happens? They're able to create their own character. So they'll wish to create the perfect one, you know, free from this. And those who know more about it, they'll be even better. Now, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is so beautiful. He is perfect from every single defect. It's as if خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ كَأَنَّكَ. It is as if you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاء. It's as if you were created just the way you wish to be created. Anybody who is, you know, who had, you know, this possibility to decide on any creation, they think, yes, I want this to be like this and this to be like this. Absolute perfection. Everybody would wish that, wouldn't they? They say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not just was, yes, was, is, my dear viewers, inshallah, too, is so beautiful. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He's so beautiful. Allahu Akbar. That it is as if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created just the way he wished and desired to have been created. And this is like, wow, honestly. It's like, wow. And look, there's more to this. What is the claims? And then he look, now he says as if. You see, this was an acclaim. It's not the way. He is ka'anna. Whereas previous is lam talidin nisa. It's with certainty he says this. You know, complete truth. Allahu Akbar. His words, no doubt that the words of a companion spoken before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam. But then there's something else to this too, my reveals. One thing is, yes, somebody's beauty. Another is stating this beauty and mentioning this, writing poetry or stating this in the form of poetry. Why? Because, and sometimes it would be inadvertent, maybe saying inadvertent, I'm not sure if it's correct. For example, there's a hadith sharif, we find it in many hadith books. The hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, you know, being angry. This is, we find in the chapters of Qadr, destiny. Now, destiny is not something we should go too much into, my dear viewers. But let's just say one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa became angry. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa became angry. And the companions mentioned that, you know, this is the incident which took place, that there were, you know, there were some companions who were talking, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa heard, etc. He came out and there was, we could see that there was anger. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become angry. And remember, being angry is, control that is, control anger is a good attribute, is necessary in fact. And sometimes it's wrong for you not to be angry. This is at the right times, as the situation demands. So yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become angry. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that he once came out and he became angry. He was angered, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then the companions, they describe Rasulullah about his anger. And they say that Rasulullah is mentioned about that when the Prophet would be angry, this vein which was between the blessed eyes of Rasulullah would always become apparent. But then they mentioned that he became so angry that his face was red. Now that was enough just saying that, you know, he was infuriated, he was angry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you know, his face turned red. Completely natural, completely normal, and you know, that's enough. But then the companion who was narrating this hadith sharif, he didn't stop there. He said, and his face became red like that of the seeds of pomegranates. And this is beautiful. Why? Why is it so beautiful, my dear viewers? Because redness, many different colors, I think has so many shades nevertheless too. Now, there were so many different options as to describe the redness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were so many different options. But from all of these options, my dear viewers, how does that companion describe the redness of the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says it was red, and he didn't need to say this. He just, all he had to say was, "I said the color of the blessed face of Rasulullah was red." That was enough. But then he says that it was red like the redness of a pomegranate. The pomegranate seeds. It's not just a pomegranate, because the pomegranate itself is red on the outside. So somebody may think, okay, the redness on the outside of the pomegranate, but no. When the pomegranate is cut into two, I just wish I had one with me. And when the pomegranate is cut into two, and then we see like, wow, honestly, any red, it could be the red of a clothing, any type of red, but compare that redness to the seeds of the pomegranate, and Allahu Akbar, with confidence, I say that the seeds of the pomegranate, the beauty of that redness is just, you know, outweighs the beauty of the redness of other things. And, you know, it's subhanAllah. This narrator, the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who narrates his hadith shari, he did not have to mention this. But why did he? Because sometimes they just can't help it, can they? They are always amazed by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was not ordinary redness. That this was, this redness was so beautiful that I can't leave this out. It's not trivial. It's not something which, you know, okay, gloss over it, leave it out, no problem. No, my dear viewers. He had to specify the beauty of just that redness too. Although what is he saying? He's stating that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was angry about something. You know, what does it matter about how red his face was? But this just shows the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it continues and constantly, and with the companions, it always left them feeling amazed by and completely captivated by his beauty. Who's going to remember what kind of red it was as well? This is another point I mentioned. But this hadith shrif was mentioned later. So that person who's mentioning the hadith, if you'll mention the most important part as to why the Prophet ﷺ was angry at that moment. Somebody would say that it's inconsequential. It's not really, you know, how important is it as to what type or shade of red the beautiful face of Rasulullah ﷺ was. And this wasn't just right then, this was later. But yet he remembered that particular shade, the beautiful face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allahu Akbar. This is, you know, and yes, we can take points, extract points from this, you know, the way we are trying, or I am trying to do. But the reality, my dear viewers, is that we can never truly grasp, we can never truly understand this beauty. We really hate it and we get excited, don't we? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Just thinking about this, I am excited. But imagine, truly imagine actually being able to, and inshallah, this is what we shall be speaking about very soon too. Today, my dear viewers, when we do go to the magazine, we shall be mentioning this. But, you know, seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imagine those people who actually saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in so many different states, saw him throughout his entire life. The beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, is absolutely phenomenal. But if we are going to move to the daily reminder before we do continue with our topic, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once received news that a well-known warrior hailing from Najd, modern-day Riyadh, by the name of Du'athar. His full name was Du'athar bin Harith Muhrabi. He was not yet Muslim at this time. Now, he had prepared an army to attack Madinatul Munawwara. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set off with his own army of 400 companions to face them. When Du'athar came to know that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already entered the city, he hurried forth and climbed the mountains with his army. Now, during this time, an individual from his army known as Habban was captured and went on to accept Islam in the prophetic court. It just so happened to rain heavily on that day. So the Prophet began drying his clothes near a tree. The non-Muslims observed from the peaks of the mountains, finding the companions occupied in their own work and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by himself. They began to rouse Du'athar to attack the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the former began to say, "If I am unable to kill Muhammad, na'udhu billah, then may Allah kill me." He raised his sword above the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's head and asked, "Who will save you from me now?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, subhanallah, replied, "Allah will save me from you." As soon as this was said, the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam descended and struck Du'athar on the chest with such force that he fell over. And what happened when he fell over? The sword fell from his hands. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately took hold of the sword and asked, "Now who will save you from me?" Du'athar responded, "Nobody can save me from you." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, we call him the Rasul of Rahmah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt sympathy for his helplessness, subhanallah. Not only did he forgive Du'athar, but he also returned his sword. Now, if there was an enemy and they were trying to attack us and we got hold of their weapons, we wouldn't necessarily give them back. But subhanallah, this is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Du'athar was deeply impressed and inspired by the noble character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then recited the kalima and became a Muslim at that very moment. He proceeded to return to his people and began inviting them to Islam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the mercy and the compassion that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned a person who was not a Muslim into accepting the kalima, into accepting Islam, and then not only that, but preaching it to his tribe. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we speak about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said that some people, you know, some companions have actually described Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of those is Hazrat Umm Ma'bad radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And the story of Hazrat Umm Ma'bad radhiyallahu anha is beautiful too. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah al-Mukarramah to al-Madinah al-Munawwarah, there was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There was Hazrat Amir ibn Fuhayra radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. And there was also Abdullah ibn Uraiqiz. Now these, as mashallah azzal, they migrated from Makkah Sharif to Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. Remember, it was not the normal way, pathway that they took, but they took a different and one which would not be generally taken. And what happened is they came to a place that's not as Qudayd. Even today, some people can go and travel to this place. Now, when they came to this place, this is not very far from Al-Madinat al-Manawwara. And when they came to this place, you know, they had no food or drink or anything, milk or anything. So they came by, and it's mentioned, so there's different, some people mention about Hazrat Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she would possibly even sell things to travelers. This is what she used to do. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, etc., they came to her tent or whatever it may have been. And they asked her if she does have anything left, you know, so they could buy it off her, so they could pay her and take that, whether it be food, whether it be milk or whatever it may be. And she says that, you know, I'm very sorry, but we don't have anything. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees a very elderly sheep, a very elderly one. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, you know, how about that? And she says, Look at the state of it. That has, you know, never given birth. It's not giving no milk or anything. What is it that we can take from that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, subhanAllah, do not worry. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls for it. He places his blessed hand on it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is able to extract milk. And he said that they extract so much milk that every single utensil of the house for which it is possible to take milk and fill it up, they would fill it up. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself drank. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu himself drank, all of them. They all themselves drank. And in fact, Hazrat Umm Ma'bad radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she herself also states that we continue to take milk and it would never run out. That day and night, just from that one sheep, they would continue to extract milk from it. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just placed his blessed hands on this. SubhanAllah, a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the beautiful part of this story is what happens later. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had met Hazrat Umm Ma'bad, and Hazrat Umm Ma'bad radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she had no doubt seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but she was so amazed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she didn't ask the name. She didn't say, what's your name? Who are you? Where are you coming from? Anything? Why? Because she was just taken aback by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And sometimes what happens, a person is lost for words, like, wow, and they're lost for words. So we can imagine Hazrat Umm Ma'bad seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No doubt she would just be staring at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just lost for all words, my dear viewers. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. And she was, you know, a person would stay that, you know, petrified by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Absolutely just completely amazed, taken aback by the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she, in her house, and there's Abu Ma'bad, who was possibly, who had taken the sheep out, the rest of the sheep, out to graze, etc. And he returns later on. And he says, what is all this? You know, I even see the excitement in your face. I see that all the utensils, they are all full of milk. What happened? Where did this come from? You know, what is it with you? And she says, Mubarak came. That's what she says. She says, Mubarak came. And he's thinking, Mubarak? She says, yes, Mubarak came. What does Mubarak mean? The blessed one. So she didn't know his name. She's given him a name. No doubt, he is Mubarak. She gives him a name. She says, Mubarak came. And then he says, tell me about this Mubarak. And she describes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And subhanAllah, this is one of the best descriptions, meaning actual descriptions, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have. She says, I'm reading from a booklet of Dawat Islam and the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She says, I saw such a person whose beauty was outstanding. Whose beauty was outstanding. Whose face was beautiful. And it's the actual khalq, the creation itself, his physique itself was absolutely phenomenal, very attractive. and extremely, again, look at the word beautiful. His eyes were dark and big. His eyelashes long. His voice was resonant. His neck shining with a blessed thick and full beard. Both eyebrows were thin and touching each other. His blessed height was of medium, of an average stature. Neither very tall, which seems bad, nor so short that he may look insignificant. If he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is seen from a distance, he looks beautiful. He looks absolutely beautiful. And even if he was, and if he was to be seen from a close distance, from very near, then he would look even more beautiful. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looks far more beautiful and attractive than anything. Having listened to, you know, his own wife, Abu Ma'bad, he says that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is that blessed person whose news we have received from Makkah al-Mukarramah. I've heard of such a person who's come from Makkah al-Mukarramah. I wish to be in his company. And, you know, there's variations to this mention. And in one narration, it states that once Hazrat Umm Ma'bad went with her own child. And they went towards the market of Al-Madinat al-Munawwara to purchase some things. And there they saw Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu. And then the child started crying out, saying that, oh, he's Mubarak's friend. He's the one who was with Mubarak. And then she goes and approaches that person and says, you know, who are you? Who's the other person who was with you? And he states that he was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how then she accepts Islam too. But this detail, look, she's described his blessed neck. Who describes the neck of a person? Who describes the neck of a person? You know, rarely does a person describe that the neck was this beautiful. The eyelashes were this long. No doubt she was really looking. It's a, and one of the reasons why the scholars give as to why so many companions didn't also, what is it, describe is in this way, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in so much detail, why many companions did not. One of the reasons they give is because they had the awe for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, they would take a look, they would be taken aback by his beauty, and they would lower their blessed eyes. They would lower their blessed heads, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And some companions, those who did describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a detail, were those who were the youngest from amongst them. In one case, we can say. But look at this, Hazrat Umm Ma'bad. She was like a Bedouin, wasn't she? She was a person who didn't know the Prophet, but she was just taken aback by him. That, you know, what words did she speak to the Prophet? She was just so amazed, and she remembered every little detail. Upon seeing a person once, how much can you remember that person? Yes, you know, I remember I met this person. Okay, yes, he had a beard and he wore glasses. But that's about all. Sometimes, okay, this person, you know, no, they were not wearing glasses, or they were brown, they were tall, maybe. But that's about it. Would you remember that the eyes were like this? The eyebrows were like this? From afar, this is how they looked. When coming close, this is how they looked. Their eyelashes were in such and such way. Their cheeks were such. Their lips were such. The hair was such. You know, minute detail. You know, where do we find this? Never, I don't think ever, I'm just thinking, do we find this for anybody else? I've never heard, maybe there is, but I've just never heard of it. Somebody describing another person they've possibly just seen once. This is what I'm talking about. Yes, so one person describes another, many people have been described. I'm not speaking about this. That's not my point. My point is, having seen somebody once, and then not seeing them, later describing them with such detail, Allahu Akbar, this is no doubt exclusive to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of the channel, we have a daily hadith sharif, a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The Quran which is the clear criterion, the book for all Muslims. In fact, for all mankind, if you want guidance, recite the Quran, read the Quran, understand the Quran, what the scholars have written in the commentary of the Quran. But this Quran that we have, it's not just to wrap up in a beautiful cover and place at an elevated place in our homes. No, we have to read it. We have to open it to gain fuyudat, blessings from it. And listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said about the person who acts upon the Quran. Sayyidina Mu'adh al-Juhani radiyallahu ta'ala, he narrates this hadith which is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. He says that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man qara'a al-Qur'ana," whoever recited the Quran, وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهِ, and he acts upon what is mentioned therein, his parents will be made to wear a crown on the Day of Judgment. Such a crown, ضَوْءُهُ أَحْسَنُ مِنْ ضَوْءِ الشَّمْسِ, its luminosity will be greater than the luminosity of the sun. فِي بُيُوتِ الدُّنْيَا, the sun, when it's shining bright, and it's as if it's inside your home because of its brightness. It's as if it's inside your home. لَوْ كَانَتْ فِيكُمْ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِالَّذِي عَمِلَ بِهَذَا. So if this is the martaba, the rank of the parents, then what do you think about the son who himself has been acting upon the Quran? SubhanAllah, what daraja will he attain on the Day of Judgment? So it's very important for parents and children to note this hadith, keep it in mind. If the parents want their akhirah to be like this, they want to wear crowns on the Day of Judgment, and the description of the crown was given as well, then we must ensure our children read the Quran and act upon it. And the children, if they want their parents to gain such honor on the Day of Judgment, they must also follow the teachings of this hadith. May Allah enable us to love the Quran wholeheartedly, to recite it and understand it, and thereafter act upon it as well.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, inshallah, mashallah, azzawajal, you are watching Rise and Shine, alhamdulillah, azzawajal. Now, it's stated within the glorious Quran, and now the beauty of this other prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, is famous, isn't it? Everybody understands, has heard about the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now it's said, even we find within the glorious Quran, my dear viewers of the Nishal, and the translation from Kanz al-Iman is that when the women saw him, they praised him and cut their hands and said, "Purity is to Allah. This is no human being. This is not but an honorable angel." Now, subhanAllah. Many things in this Madhavius of Mother Nishal. Firstly, what is the story behind this? What is it that happened? Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sold as, I think going into the full story may take too much time, but just to quickly mention that, you know, when he was young, he was cast into a well by his own brothers and then sold as a slave in Egypt, Madhavius of Mother Nishal. And later, due to his being able to interpret dreams, that may be his intelligence, etc., Zulaykha, she attempted to seduce Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She attempted to seduce him. And Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he, mashallah, he escaped this, and he was able to divert or to move away from this seduction, my dear viewers. And what happened was, Zulaykha, then she accused Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and she basically she tried to put the blame on him, and a child bore witness to the fact that it was not Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam who was wrong, but rather Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was innocent. Now Zulaykha, this news later spread, and people began to, especially the women of Egypt, all the noble women, what did they do? They began to blame her and, you know, say things about her. And she thought that, yes, what they're saying is true, but maybe but they don't understand her situation. She was thinking that these people do not understand my situation. She tried to explain her situation. Why? Because she says these people, these women, they've never seen this Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. How can they judge me? So what she does is she invites them all towards, you could say, a gathering. And she gives them all a knife and, you know, a fruit to cook for themselves. She gives them every single one of them a very sharp knife. And when it's time, she says, you know, okay, cut your fruits. And I think they have like a manner of cutting their fruit or whatever it was that they were cutting. And as they were, you know, lifted it to cut their fruits, she ordered Yusuf alayhi salam to be called. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam arrived, and when they saw Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, they were all taken aback by his beauty, so much so that they continued cutting, but they continued looking at Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And what did they do? They had cut themselves, and even the pain, my dear viewers, they did not feel initially. Why? Because they were amazed by the beauty of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. They forgot everything else and they cut themselves. They all cut themselves. This was her way of showing that, you know, now you must understand what I'm talking about. And what did those women say? They praised Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they cut their hands. This is what it states within the glorious Quran. And what else did they say? That this person is, you know, this person must be an angel. He's just too beautiful. He's out of this world. Now, my dear viewers of the day channel, it said about Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that in comparison to the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, there's many ash'ar. And I would like to, inshallah, just mention the ash'ar or some mentioned by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha herself. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. What does she say? She states, فَلَوْ سَمِعُوا فِي مِصْرَ أَوْ صَافَ قَدِّهِ. And if the women of Egypt, or if the people of Egypt, you know, this is what they did for Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, if only they were to see or to hear, فَلَوْ سَمِعُوا فِي مِصْرَ, if only they were to hear his attributes of the blessed cheeks, or the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lama badalu fi sawmi Yusufa min naqdin, then they would not have spent what? Their wealth, placing a price on Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Lawahi Zulaykha, law ra'ayna jibinahu, if those women who criticized Hazrat Zulaykha, now remember, Hazrat Zulaykha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she later repented, etc., my dear viewers of Mother Jal, and she became a noble woman, alhamdulillah, a noble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lawahi Zulaykha, if the those who criticized Hazrat Zulaykha, law ra'ayna jibinahu, if they were to see the blessed forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then لَأَثَرْنَا بِالْقَطْعِ الْقُلُوبَ عَلَى الْأَيْدِي, then rather than cutting their own hands, what would they have done? They would have cut their own hearts. Allahu Akbar. This is the ash'ar of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar. The monthly magazine of Dawat Islami, I shall be mentioning something from the magazine. For those who wish, you can purchase these from the local Maktabat al-Madina. You can subscribe on an annual basis, that is, where you will receive it automatically at your doorstep, inshallah, within the first few days of every single month. And it's not very expensive, alhamdulillah, especially compared to the quality and the brilliance of the book. This is very cheap, I would say, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Now, beholding or seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were speaking about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it is possible to witness, to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we learn from the ahadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself tells us, but I would just like to read a little from this, inshallah, then we shall speak a little about this. Beholding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, It said that perhaps beyond mortal understanding is the best way to describe the generous hand and selfless heart of the mercy for all the world, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even after leaving this world, he continues to reveal his radiant and luminous visage to his devotees, enlightening them and warming their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have veiled him from this world, but visions of him are as real as ever, not only in dreams, but the blessings of beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of wakefulness have been experienced by countless men and women of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout history. As such, beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of wakefulness and the special favors and bestowments that he confers upon his devotees are events that are found in such substantial manner and measure as reported by elder scholars of this nation and scholars of investigative research, that in order to compel them all, a separate department would become necessary. One evidence, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Man ra'ani fil manami, fasayarani fil yaqdati, wa la yatamathalu ash-shaytanu bi." That he who sees me, man ra'ani fil manam, he who sees me in his dream, fasayarani fil yaqdati, then such a person, and in the separate hadith sharif it says, "Faqad ra'ani haqqan," then indeed he has seen me. That when you see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never think that that this maybe is just a dream. No, yes, it is a dream, but that is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into your dreams. It is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So people think, how do you know it's going to be? You'll know. A person knows when he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it states that if a person sees me in his dream, then he shall also see me fil yaqdha. He shall also see me in reality, in a state of wakefulness too. وَلَا يَتَمَثَّلُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِي. And the shaitan can never take the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember this. So, my dear viewers, and this hadith is from Sahih Bukhari. Allahu Akbar, the most authentic hadith book, the most authentic Islamic book after the Quran al-Kareem. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that yes, we can see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's one famous story which inshallah I would like to mention. There was this battle which took place with the Romans, this is. And is mentioned that, and this was during the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and there was a person by the name of Sayyidina Abul Hawl Damis radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was captured by the Romans. He and his people, they were captured by the Romans. The next day, the other Muslims were fighting the Romans. You know, it seemed very, very difficult. And then they would see that the Romans from behind, you know, their army was just being cut away. And they were thinking, the army is decreasing, what's happening? And the Romans themselves discovered that they were being attacked from behind. And these Muslims on this side, they were thinking, you know, how is it that they're being attacked? Maybe it's angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent help. As mashallah, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done before, help the Muslims by means of angels. But so this is what they thought. They're like, you know, how else are they going to get over there? How are they going to get on that side? How have they attacked from behind? How is it that we don't know about them? And this is what they think, that this is what's happening. But then suddenly they see that it is their own, is it? Abul Hawl Damis radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his people who were captured the previous day, they were coming and attacking them from behind. So he asks them, and that person, he tells the story. He states that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we were bound in chains, I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا بَحْسَ عَلَيْكَ يَا دَامِسْ اِعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَنْزِلَتِي عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَذِيمًا. He says, do not worry, O Damis, that, you know, I have this great rank, this great station given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his blessed hands on the chain and they immediately unlock and open. And then he states, أَبْشِرُوا بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ فَأَنَا نَبِيُّكُمْ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He says, give the good news or be happy, that is, أَبْشِرُوا بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I am your prophet, the Prophet Muhammad, the messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And then he then states, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, the aqri anni maysara as-salam, that give my salam to Maysara. Who was Maysara? He was the one on the Muslim side who was fighting the Romans. Go give him my salam. Wa qul lahu jazakallah, say to him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. This is dua from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This took place in reality. Allahu Akbar. And this we find in history. This was during the time of the companions. These were companions during the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Maybe it was a Madani channel. That's all for now. Please do pray for me. Inshallah, we shall be returning with more rise and shine. That's all for now. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.